This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, June 2nd. Well, quite an interesting couple days in the cattle market where we had an outside day lower a couple days ago, and then you follow that up with a big, not an outside day higher on some of these contracts, but a big day up. So completely negating a decent sell signal and the market finding support early in the day and just kept pushing its way higher throughout the session. Corn market, of course, under pressure, that helped the feeder cattle market find some legs as well. But an impressive day considering the downtrend that we're in and also, again, the outside day lower that we had on Tuesday. Cash trade has started rolling early this week. We're at around 135 on the Fed trade. That's a drop of $4. And the dress trade at 219 was down 5. So I think what's going on here, you know, this big push up in both the lives and feeders yesterday was probably a great deal of hedge lifting. Obviously, to see prices this low early in the week means the feedlots are kind of capitulating. They're just letting it go and they're lifting those hedges. Probably seeing some positive basis as well in these hedges, so they're willing to get that done. And my guess is that's probably what's going on. Considering that, you know, your cash is under so much pressure, why would your futures be sharply higher? Usually that's just hedge lifting in mass. And again, cash sales developing pretty early this week. So that's my guess of what's going on here in the futures. The box beef trade was quiet yesterday. Choice down 12 cents at 267. Select up 26 cents at 249. So the spread lost 38 cents. We're sitting at 1851. Movement was 146 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 254,000 head. That compares to last week at 375,000, but of course we missed one day with Memorial Day. And last year at 206,000 head. The feeder cattle index also quiet, just up 1 cent. We're sitting at 153.36. So getting back to the futures, I think the market, it's probably will get a little bit of follow through here. I mean, obviously it was a big day yesterday, but again, I think a lot of this was hedge lifting. My guess is through the month of June, you'll come back down and test the lows that were put in here just a few days ago. But I think that the market is starting to show signs of bearish fatigue, if you will. You know, we've pointed out several times here over the last couple weeks that I think we can finally see the light at the end of this bearish tunnel. And the markets are going to start focusing more on what it expects for the fall. I mean, the price action and the price levels of the deferred contracts would suggest that as well. Feeder cattle deferreds are way above the front months. When we look at the prospect for herd rebuilding and heifer retention, keeping calves on grass longer in the fall because you have grass, all of those come into play for this fall. And we're getting a lot of rain across the Northern Plains, Central Plains, Midwest, even the dry Southwest, the Western Southern Plains are slated to get some pretty nice rains here over the next 8 to 10 days. The panhandles of Texas, Oklahoma, Western Kansas, Eastern Colorado is slated to get a lot of rain. Now that's going to slow down your wheat harvest probably, but boy, will that ever recharge your pastures. So I think that we are looking at the likelihood of significant herd rebuilding starting this fall. And, you know, you already, of course, are starting with a smaller calf crop over the last couple of years. And we're finally going to see the results of that as you start to retain heifers and really start to pull back on the numbers available to feedlots. The deferred feeder cattle contracts, of course, are anticipating that. You've got the Jan sitting at 177, the November's at 177, where your front months are at 169. So we're factoring in a bit of that. But I would say once we get past the pollination period for corn this summer, then I see very little standing in the way of a feeder cattle rally. Live cattle might stretch a little bit longer just simply because you've got these record numbers of cattle on feed that we have to work through, but even still, I don't think that live cattle are going to be suppressed for a lot longer. You usually see your seasonal lows either in June or August. The fundamentals would suggest you could stretch that to August, and a lot will depend on, of course, the strength of the U.S. economy and all kinds of things there. But feeder cattle, I think, will be the first to turn. There'll be plenty of grass, plenty of hay, and the prospect for next spring looks good too with all the moisture that we're getting across much of the country. So that'll be the first to turn, but I think it's going to be, the traders will be wary about getting real bullish on the feeders until you see, at least have a good idea of what your corn crop is. And you're not going to know that until at least you get those weather forecasts that take you through the pollination period. So that's mid-July at the earliest. It's not that far away, but I think, you know, if you do get a weather market in corn, feeders will take a hit. And that sets up, you know, great opportunities to get on the long side. But you just got to be careful about all of this. I mean, you have corn still in a bull market. You have wheat still in a bull market. You are getting corrections there, but fundamentals really have not changed. The prospect of opening up a food export corridor out of Ukraine are pretty slim. But Russia's going to have a meeting with Turkey, supposedly, and we'll see where that gets hammered out. But I think long term in cattle, I think we're finally starting to turn the corner. But we still have some time that we've got to work through. Again, pollination for corn and for live cattle, you got to work through a lot of numbers that are on feed and through the summer months where you tend to have slow demand anyway. So we're just being cautious there. But I think that we can finally start to talk about the longer term outlook here for cattle being more of a bull market than a bear market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.